side of a dog, I hope to grow this book up as well. Much has happened. Since I wrote this book, I developed the Dog Cognition Lab at Barnard College, the first lab of its kind in the United States, where researchers and I study the behavior of pet dogs in dog runs, at their homes, and when they visit our lab with their person. I have published 4 other books, the writing of which expanded my own thinking about dogs. And the field of dog cognition has exploded, and with it the public interest and awareness of a new way to think about the dogs living alongside us. This revision touches all aspects of the book, adding the new research that has been conducted on myriad topics and making modifications at times based on that research. There are new paradigms and new discoveries. Where I once wrote, "No research has yet investigated some topic," there is now often research that has so investigated. So this revision includes, for example, a study looking at dogs' attention to us, showing that dogs look more at one side, the right side, of our faces than the other, a bias in looking also found in people when we're looking at each other. I include work showing that dogs can recognize our happy and angry faces, and even our happy or angry masked faces. We now have found that dogs catch our stress, they smell it, and it makes them more pessimistic. Given dogs' olfactory prowess, I have researched how they experience the world in smell, and I discuss our lab studies into whether they know you by your smell, they do, and whether they know their own smell, noting when it changes, they do. There are new studies on perspective taking, imitation, their color preferences, and their understanding of language. There is more research on working dogs, on breeds, and on everyone's favorite type of dog, the puppy, including when we find them maximally cute. Sometimes more research has led to a richer understanding of a skill we thought we already understood. For instance, while in the 2000s we thought dogs were unique in using a human point to find a hidden treat, we now know they are not, and we have more precision about when in their life they can do that, from puppyhood, and under what conditions they do not, nearly half the time. It turns out that other non-human animals, from horses to piglets, are pretty good at following a point too, given the right experience. Dogs are a singular species in terms of both their cognition and the role they play in humans' lives, but our claims of their unique cognition were in part based simply on our interest in looking at them, compared to the pig who people are more likely to want to eat than share a couch with. Thus, while Inside of a Dog is explicitly about dogs, the perspective I take of grappling with what it is like to be a dog, based on their perceptual and cognitive abilities, their Umwelt, can and should be taken with any animal. I hope that reseeing dogs enlarges our consideration of all animals' lives. Some of the changes in this revision reflect societal and even personal changes in sensibility. For instance, while dogs are legally considered property that we own, the word owner does not fully capture the relationship we have with the dogs in our lives. Some people use the word parent or guardian. I still use owner, but as often just call myself my dog's person. Some changes reflect a change in our science. Even while studying many dogs, we more often acknowledge the importance of individual differences, personalities, histories, and motivations, in explaining what a dog knows and understands. About those individuals, it was Pumpernickel who prompted this book, and whose strong heartbeat and panting smile sustained it. How she changed me over the 17 years that we walked together. I am struck to realize that the time since she last trotted alongside me is longer than was her entire life. I often think about the dog's experience of time, how it changes over their life, how it may emerge from their way of smelling the world. Time has felt both contracted and expanded by the many individuals and relationships that have followed Pump. I can trace that time, the time since this book's first publication, in dog epics. After Pump, we met the jet-black, charming Finnegan. Finn was later joined by large, goofy Brindle Upton, and we entered the two-dog era. And soon, two dogs and a